One small step, European Space Agency selects amputee among new astronauts to increase diversity. By Breitbart London on November 23, 2022. Paris, AP, the European Space Agency made history Wednesday by selecting an amputee to be among its newest batch of astronauts. Complementing that with an unprecedented commitment to one day send someone with a physical disability into outer space. John McFall, a 41-year-old British former Paralympian who lost his right leg in a motorcycle accident when he was 19, called his selection a real turning point and mark in history. ESA has a commitment to send an astronaut with a physical disability into space. This is the first time that a space agency has endeavored to embark on a project like this. And it sends a really, really strong message to humanity, he said. The newly minted para-astronaut joins five career astronauts in the final selection unveiled during a Paris news conference, which was the culmination of the agency's first recruitment drive in over a decade aiming to bring diversity to space travel. The selection included France's Sophie Adonneau and the UK's Rosemary Coogan to address the fact that women in European space travel remain greatly underrepresented. There were, however, no persons of color among the new recruits. The hiring campaign didn't specifically address ethnic diversity, but at the time stressed the importance of representing all parts of our society. McFall will follow a different path than his other fellow astronauts by participating in a groundbreaking feasibility study exploring whether physical disability will impair space travel. To date, no major Western space agency has ever put a para-astronaut into space, according to the ESA. I lost my leg about 20-plus years ago. I've had the opportunity to be a Paralympic athlete and really explored myself emotionally. All those factors and hardships in life have given me confidence and strength. The ability to believe in myself that I can do anything I put my mind to, he added. The feasibility study, that will last 2 to 3 years, will examine the basic hurdles for a para-astronaut, including how a physical disability might impact mission training, and if modifications to spacesuits and aircraft are required. ESA's Director of Human and Robotic Exploration David Parker said it was still a long road for McFall but described the fresh recruitment as a long-held ambition. Parker said it started with a question. Maybe there are people out there that are almost superhuman and that they've already overcome challenges. And could they become astronauts? Parker also says that he thinks it may be the first time the word para-astronaut has been used, but I do not claim ownership. We're saying that John McFall could be the first para-astronaut. That means someone who has been selected by the regular astronaut selection process but happens to have a disability that would normally have ruled him out, he said. Parker said it would be at least 5 years before McFall went into space as an astronaut, if successful. The new recruits were among the more than 22,000 applicants who came forward in the hiring push announced February of last year by Europe's equivalent to NASA, including more women than ever, and some 200 people with disabilities applied. ESA specifically sought out people with physical disabilities, for a bold effort to determine what adaptations would be necessary to space stations to accommodate them. Across the Atlantic, Houston is taking note. Danuo, a spokesman for NASA's Johnson Space Center, home to the American agency's astronaut corps, told the AP that we at NASA are watching ESA's para-astronaut selection process with great interest. UO acknowledged that NASA's selection criteria currently remains the same but said the agency is looking forward to working with the new astronauts in the future from partners such as the ESA. NASA stressed that it has a safety-conscious process for vetting future astronauts who might be put in life-threatening situations. For maximum crew safety, NASA's current requirements call for each crew member to be free of medical conditions that could either impair the person's ability to participate in, or be aggravated by, spaceflight, as determined by NASA physicians, UO added. NASA said future assistive technology might change the game for some candidates to meet their stringent safety requirements. The European agency received applications from all member nations and associate members, though most came from traditional heavyweights France, Germany, Britain, and Italy. The two-day ESA Council running Tuesday to Wednesday in Paris also saw France, Germany and Italy announcing an agreement Tuesday for a new generation European space launcher project as part of apparent efforts to better compete with Elon Musk's SpaceX and other rocket programs in the US and China. The ESA's 22 European members also announced their commitment to space ambitions with a budget rise of 17%, representing 16.9 billion euros over the next 3 years. It will fund projects as diverse as tackling climate change to exploring Mars. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.